Track 15. Following in Admiral Lord Nelson's footsteps. Ahead of Trafalgar Day on the 21st of October, we explore some of the Norfolk locations which have connections with the county's great seafaring hero.
I am myself a Norfolk man, and glory in being so. So said Admiral Lord Nelson to the townspeople of Great Yarmouth from the balcony of the Wrestlers Inn in 1800. Nelson is one of Norfolk's favourite sons. His heroics in battle are both celebrated and commemorated throughout the country, most notably, of course, at Trafalgar Square in London. While he was internationally known and recognised in his own lifetime, Nelson never lost his affection for his Norfolk heritage. Horatio Nelson was born in the quiet West Norfolk village of Burnham Thorpe on September the 29th, 1758, one of 11 children born to Edmund and Catherine Nelson. Edmund was the rector of All Saints Church in Burnham Thorpe. Nelson's birthplace, the rectory, was demolished in 1807, although a plaque on the boundary wall marks its site. Young Horatio attended Norwich Grammar School with his brother, William, before attending the Paxton Grammar School in North Walsham. At the age of 12, Nelson joined the Navy through the influence of his uncle, Morris Suckling. He was soon voyaging to the West Indies, the East Indies and the Arctic. Nelson's career was progressing, and he served three tours of duty in the West Indies, where he met and married Frances Nisbet, known as Fanny, and also met Prince William Henry, the future King William IV. Nelson returned home in 1788, and, with talk of war with France subsiding, found himself without a posting and at home on half pay. He referred to this period as being on the beach. In fact, Nelson spent 5 years on the beach, although periodic talk of war saw him constantly seeking employment, but to no avail. He settled into a new social circle based around Burnham Thorpe. Here he farmed and managed a few sheep. One of his favourite pastimes was coursing, although his companion said that the way Nelson practised it, carrying his gun at full cock, as if he were to board an enemy, was far too dangerous for them. It was also during this period that he recognised the difficulties faced by the rural labourers in Norfolk and wrote to his friend, the Prince, pleading their case for better pay. In 1793, Britain was again preparing for war, and Nelson was recalled to sea. He held a farewell dinner for friends and family at the Plough Inn in Burnham Thorpe. The Plough Inn was subsequently renamed the Lord Nelson in 1807 and is a visitor attraction today, with a map room substantially funded by the Nelson Society, which tells the Nelson story in an outbuilding in front of the inn. Nelson recruited a number of Norfolk men to serve with him. There were, in fact, 20 Norfolk men with him on HMS Victory at Trafalgar, believing one Norfolk man was as good as two others. Once he departed, he was never to return to Burnham Thorpe, although it was his wish to be buried there. History, of course, had other ideas, and Nelson is interred in St. Paul's Cathedral. In 1796, Spain declared war on Britain and allied itself with Napoleonic France. At the beginning of 1797, Nelson was involved in the battle that assured him of national fame, the Battle of Cape St. Vincent. During the course of that battle against a numerically superior Spanish force, Nelson, towards the rear of the British line, saw an opportunity to take the battle into his own hands and engage the enemy fleet as it tried to escape. He led a boarding party which captured two Spanish ships, a feat hitherto unheard of. Nelson became a national celebrity. Several months later, Nelson lost his arm in an ill-fated attack on San Juan in Tenerife. He had already lost the sight of his right eye in a siege of Calvi in 1794. Undeterred, however, Nelson's career and reputation grew. His defeat of the French fleet at Aboukir Bay in the Battle of the Nile in 1798 secured his international reputation and frustrated Napoleon's ambitions in Egypt and beyond. It was after this battle that his love affair with Emma Hamilton blossomed, Emma at the time being married to the British ambassador to the Kingdom of the Two Sicilies, Sir William Hamilton. Nelson and the Hamiltons travelled back to England overland, much to the concern of the Admiralty, which allowed Nelson more time to spend with Emma. The party eventually arrived back in England at Great Yarmouth in November 1800. It was at this point that he addressed the townspeople from the balcony of the Wrestlers Inn, telling them of his affinity with Norfolk in the statement at the start of this story. The Wrestlers Inn was heavily bombed during the Second World War and has been rebuilt. It's now an insurance broker's office, but in the main ground floor office is a high-level painted frieze depicting Nelson landing at the jetty in Great Yarmouth. Although now demolished, a plaque identifies the location of the jetty, once a familiar and important structure on the seafront. Opposite the Wrestlers Inn is St. Nicholas Minster, the parish church, where Nelson attended a service. The spot where he sat is marked in the church. Nelson once again visited Great Yarmouth in 1801, when a fleet gathered before the Battle of Copenhagen. That battle was another triumph for Nelson, where he famously ignored orders to disengage, a concept unknown to him, by placing a telescope to his blind eye and saying, "I really do not see the signal." An hour later, the battle was over and peace concluded. Nelson returned to Great Yarmouth, landing at the jetty on the 1st of July, and the next day he left the town, never to return to Norfolk again. Nelson's most famous battle is, of course, the Battle of Trafalgar, where, due to his tactical abilities and superbly trained seamen, the British fleet defeated a numerically superior combined French and Spanish fleet. Nelson signalled, "England expects that every man will do his duty." But Nelson was fatally wounded during that battle, and on his deathbed, hearing of the British victory, repeated several times, "Thank God I have done my duty." While the nation rejoiced at the victory, which gave Britain supremacy at sea and removed once and for all Napoleon's ambition of invading Britain, it went into deep mourning at the loss of its hero. The king approved a state funeral, and thousands visited his body as it lay in state in the Painted Hall at Greenwich, and then lined the streets on the day of the funeral. There are many memorials to Nelson, including the Norfolk Naval Pillar, locally known as Nelson's Column, in Great Yarmouth. The column was erected in 1819 and celebrates Nelson's famous battles. One of its keepers was James Sharman. James had been a potboy at the Wrestlers Inn when he was press-ganged into the Navy in 1799 at the age of 14. 6 years later, he was to find himself in a gun crew on board HMS Victory at Trafalgar with his fellow Norfolk man, Lord Nelson. After being discharged from the Navy, Sharman became keeper of the monument and met Charles Dickens, who visited the town in 1848. It's believed that, having regaled tales of his life to Dickens, Sharman found immortal fame as the character Ham Peggotty in Dickens' novel David Copperfield. The Nelson Society is a registered charity dedicated to raising public awareness of the life and times of Admiral Lord Nelson and his Navy. The Society was founded in Norwich in 1981, and all with an interest in Lord Nelson are welcome to join.